KZN Future 50, powered by F&B Business and East Coast Radio, is up next. Stay tuned as we spotlight an unstoppable business shaping our future's province.
They say it's just business, but it's so much more for us as Mzansi businesses. It's about showing up every day on every street corner, B&B, barbershop, farm, franchise, and manufacturer. Because giving up is just not an option. It's about the comfort we, as over 1 million unstoppable businesses, feel from having F&B Business behind us. They help us stay unstoppable. Help changes everything. Global Finance 2024 Best SME Bank in South Africa. F&B, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized FSP and credit provider.
The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis, inspiring KZN's business future.
It is time for KZN Future 50, and for that, we will need one Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. Good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning. How are you doing?
No, Laka. So, which business are we going to be featuring today, and why did you pick them?
Well, we're going to be featuring Gosco Lift Trucks. It is a business that is involved in devices, machines, vehicles that do lifting, commonly known as forklifts. And the reason we picked this business is because it is a business whose heritage dates back to the origins of the very, very first forklift, which date back to the Pleistocene epoch, Darren, which is about 2.5 million years ago, when 76,000 generations ago, climbed onto the edge of a cliff, got a big stick, put a small rock under it, and levered an enormous boulder to roll down the cliffside, and that's how they used to hunt woolly mammoths. And then about 2,300 years ago, a very stoic, contemplative, curious, creative fellow called Archimedes put some mathematics behind levers, and those principles, that mathematics, led to two inventions. Number one, the seesaw that you have no doubt spent time on, and forklifts. There's a lot of history and a lot of science behind it too. It's fascinating.
All right, so we're talking about Gosco Lift Trucks. What makes Gosco Lift Trucks special enough to be on KZN Future 50?
Well, two things. Firstly, Michael Keats, who is the director heading up that business, is an absolute example of what I believe leads to long-term success. He does what he loves, and he loves what he does. And when you love what you do and do what you love, you have endless passion. And when you have endless passion, you can formulate, drive, innovate, experiment in what you're doing to improve the performance of your business. The second reason, it's a winning business either which way. The reason it has grown in the past is because of all the failure at our ports, creating a big demand for lifting solutions. I think that our ports are going to be gotten right. I believe Minister Barbara Creasy, who has a reputation of getting things done, is likely to fix this. If our ports begin to work effectively, there will be a boom across the economy, a boom across warehousing, a boom across logistics, and it still makes the forklift business a winner.
So, Pavlo, where will Gosco Lift Trucks be in, say, 5 years' time?
With its very, very long heritage, it has become quite a significant player in the lift truck industry. About 7,000 to 8,000 odd new forklifts are bought every year across South Africa, and they've got a very good market share. They've got about 15-20% of that market, so they're doing well. But here's the thing. They're doing well because of the muscle of establishment, their corporate momentum. And as a result of that, they've got very, very, very large clients, the big retailers, the big supermarket chains, and so forth. And here's the thing. You don't, as any business, want to have all your eggs in one basket. You know, if one of those big retailers falls off, it can dent and hurt the revenue, the income of that business, and it can compromise it. And I think there is a fantastic opportunity for Gosco to start focusing on all the medium-sized businesses in KZN that were severely affected by floods and riots. If you have a little bit of empathy for the people who are building those businesses, running them, growing them, they're always undercapitalized. They never have enough money. And when you don't have enough money in a business, it's like asking an athlete to sprint instead of walk, but to have only the oxygen of the ability to walk. If they started and established and built an academy and created opportunities for youngsters to come into the industry to become forklift drivers or forklift mechanics, that is an international qualification, so it makes you a viable international commodity. There is a big demand for it. When our economy grows, that demand is going to increase. If they were able to supply forklifts and drivers to the mid-tier companies across KZN and do so on a hire for use basis, instead of expecting them to buy the forklift, it would release their restricted capital in those businesses to focus on growth. Gosco wins, that client wins, Consumers win, job seekers win, KZN wins.
I love it. Listen, if you want to get involved in KZN Future 50, maybe you want your business featured. Maybe you want to partner with a business. Maybe you just want to catch up on KZN Future 50. It all lives on its own dedicated page on our website, ecr.co.za. Click on KZN Future 50.